Yeah, he knows the league really well, and he's different in terms of, you know, he's a natural target man, so he gives us a different outlet. And we've said that before, that we're always looking for different options in certain types of games. I think he comes with, the key for me in this window is because, you know, we've had to make certain prudent choices, and I think for us with someone like Lucas, we know what we're getting in terms of his character. We know he's been at a club where, you know, work ethic is high on the agenda, and they've obviously had success in that sense, as well as some really, really good players with technical ability. And he's really, really desperate for a chance. So again, he fits that kind of hunger profile that we've had. I think the reality of this window is, you know, it's very, very hard for anybody without vast wealth to go and buy someone who scored 20 goals, you know, or is in a rich vein of goal scoring form. So I think what we have to do is we have to look at Lucas's previous record. You know, he's had success at Burnley in terms of the fact that he's been in and around a successful team. You have to remember he's been on the bench in the Premier League. So, you know, you're not talking about a player that hasn't got a good pedigree. So hopefully we can just give him that little bit of extra confidence by starting games. It's not easy when you're coming on a lot of times in games to get any real momentum. So I think, you know, the fact if he can come here in the sort of 19 games we've got left, and if he can start some of those and start to build performances up. But, you know, it's encouraging to know that he's the type of player, I think, that will help the team out and necessarily worry too much about his own record.
And it would be fair to say in the case of Royce Wiggins that he's a player that you've been interested in for a while, and somebody that Michael Morrison, I presume, would know pretty well as well.
Yeah, again, you have to make sort of... I think it's funny because I think often people view signings on one thing and one thing alone, whereas obviously for me, I have to view it on a number of things. You know, how do they fit into the group? Are they going to come into our style of play? Are they going to give us something slightly different? Are they at a point in their careers where they're ready to go again? Have they had success? You know, so there's so many different variables. And I think in the case of Royce in particular, I've spoken and said I wanted to add competition to the left-back slot, you know, which I think Groundsey's, you know, I thought against Norwich he was terrific. So, you know, I've never once said that, you know, I'm going to sign someone that's going to go straight into that position and that's it. We want to add competition. I think with Royce, he knows his division. He knows a couple of the players. So again, it hopefully will be a seamless fit into our group dynamic, if you like. And when he's ready, he's not quite fit at the moment, he's not quite up to match speed, but when he's ready, I'm sure that at some point, you know, he might get an opportunity to stake his place, and then it'd be up to him, you know, and that's all you want any of the players to do. But, you know, certainly in the two players' case, they're both very good characters, they both know the Championship, there's no real gamble in terms of what you're getting, and it's just whether we can get them going again.